This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Still taking in the breaking news from Tom Pelissero about 10 minutes ago. Dan Quinn informed interested teams he is staying with the Cowboys. Quinn was a top candidate for the Cardinals head coaching job and also interviewed with the Colts and Broncos, but his heart is in Dallas and he wants to win a Super Bowl there, tweeted Tom Pelissero. Brian, I've been noticing you working your phone a lot there in the break. What have you managed to learn about this
story? Yeah, I'm trying to kind of figure this out, that maybe he was getting the word that he wasn't going to get one of these jobs. And so that he just decided that, you know what, if it's not going to happen, let's go ahead and kind of get this taken care of.
Same thing happened last year.
Yeah, I'm looking at right now. My guys around the league are telling me, they say it looks like Denver's committee wants either Sean Payton or D'Amico Ryans.
Okay.
There in Denver. Indy's owner, my guy said Indy's owner is lost, might actually rehire Jeff Saturday.
Okay.
And another one said Arizona's looking at Brian Flores because you got a New England guy there. So it's kind of a tough market for him right now.
There's a lot of good coaches out there. A lot of very impressive individuals, maybe even on Dan Quinn's equal. What we know for sure is he is a magical fit with your team and your players. They all love him and rally around him. And the Cowboys getting to keep him, you know, seriously increases your chances of having a great defense next year and being able to accomplish your goals, even if the offense isn't awesome. You know, I don't know if you continue to have a good defense without Dan Quinn. It's difficult. They have some really great players on defense, like what, two and a half, three of them. And the way it all comes together, I think is greater than the sum of its parts. And that is a result of Dan Quinn's unique talents.
I had a guy reach out to me. It's kind of interesting because we were talking about Dan and George Edwards and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this guy told me, he says, listen, he says, Dan really doesn't have a problem with people. He would address in his own way if he felt they were off. Maybe George had a problem with McCarthy or vice versa.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is another interesting storyline. Does this mean like Dan Quinn signed off on George Edwards being gone? Or as we reflect on the entire press conference, maybe George Edwards just got caught up in a numbers game. As Brian, I think you were dead balls on right leading up to the press conference in saying Jerry's uncomfortable with the size of this coaching staff. And that was one of the big takeaways from that, is it's like an economic restructuring of the coaching staff mostly, with the departures mentioned last night, right?
Yeah, and the likelihood that some of those spots aren't going to be replaced.
Yeah, so. Consolidated. I would say overall an uneasy Mike McCarthy. And I think the reason it was uneasy is he's just not comfortable spinning. You know, he's not like a fancy city guy who's going to get up there and silver tongue you. He likes to shoot straight. And when he can't shoot straight, I think it makes him a little bit uncomfortable. And then obviously the huge takeaway when Fish asked, can you say that Kellen is back if he doesn't get an offer? Mike said, I don't want to play this game.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest takeaway now, as far as what does that mean for Kellen Moore, you think?
Look, there were two things. He did say he talked to Dan Quinn. That's why he was late to the presser. So he knew that Dan Quinn was coming back. This news came out immediately after it was done. And Jayron Kearse tweeted this morning, thank you, God. There were a lot of people wondering what that meant. We had no idea, but I think that it's easy if you go ahead and just put the dots together. That probably meant maybe Dan Quinn had let his defensive players know, I'm coming back.
Yeah, Pelissero is one of the guys. He's the guy that did the Mike McCarthy, went up to, didn't he go up to
the barnyard?
Green Bay?
Yes. Yeah.
He did Mike McCarthy a favor.
Right.
He didn't want to make that announcement while Mike McCarthy was on the mic.
And well done there, but you know, he could have said, hey, Mike's coming, or Dan Quinn's coming back. But I do think not giving, you know, not outright just saying, hey, Kellen Moore is returning as offensive coordinator. To me, listening to the way that he said everything, and he did sound emotional. I don't think Kellen Moore's coming back as offensive coordinator. And he said, we're going to keep evaluating everything. Coaches are being evaluated. He's going to meet with Kellen tomorrow, like you said. I don't anticipate Kellen Moore coming back as OC.
My gut is telling me that Mike's non-committal means he's gone.
Yeah.
But I can't be sure of that. It's like 80-20 right now in my mind.
Yeah, maybe I'm naive and I'm like 99-1 here that the Kellen Moore thing is inevitable now, that he will not be returning. Because it's just, I feel like he would have given him a much stronger endorsement if that was the plan. So maybe he's really up in the air on it, and he says we still got to evaluate things, and so he really doesn't know.
Well, he's probably in a situation too about that with that again with that offensive line coach. You know, if it's James Campen or if it's Wells on staff or you know whoever gets that. I mean, he's probably waiting to see what's happening with this offensive line coach. Maybe he does want that James Campen to be the coach. And so he's going to have to wait until now with Frank Reich. You know, how long is that going to take? You know, I mean,
and Campen's the O-line coach in Carolina.
Campen's the O-line coach. There was talk that Steve Wilks, if Steve Wilks was going to get the job, there was probably a likelihood that James Campen was going to stay. Now with with Frank Reich. Will Frank Reich want to bring his own offensive line coach guy in? Maybe somebody from the Colts. You never know on that situation.
Well, a lot of stuff, you know. He said he was running late. He was meeting with Dan, and he'll give him due time, but hopefully we get an answer one way or another sooner than later, and we certainly did.
Well, he knew.
He says he feels good about where we are, though. And then he also said it's a time of year for evaluating everything. And it gets harder. I think you could tell, like, he was breathing hard when he was talking about having to let people go. I think it was a really difficult time for him. And there's human elements, especially for the coaches, letting go of coworkers and having to be the reason that entire families have to get up and move. It must be incredibly difficult this time of year for head coaches.
It is, but I'm sorry. This is what these guys, I mean, they sign up for this. You know, it's tough on families. It's absolutely. You know, you might have four kids as a coach and they're all born in a different part of the country, you know, but this is what you sign up for. You know, families understand that they don't have to like it. You know, we're not trying to be mean about coaches or say things about coaches, but this is a profession. You know, nobody likes to be talked about in a bad way or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know.
He did come after the media a little bit for talking about it.
Yeah. I've been in that. I've been in those rooms. You know, it ain't easy, but this is what you sign up for. This is your profession. You know, you take the good with the bad. You move on to another location.
Yeah.
Yeah, your kids are all born in different cities. You know, it makes it no easier, but man, I mean, you know, come after us. Oh, it's a tough day. Yeah, it's a tough day. There's people that they're losing their jobs every damn day. They aren't making the money what coaches are.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about that.
Yeah, it's tough because... You know, he's like, well, in our industry, people got to hear about this.
Yeah.
And they hear people talking about it. It's not fair to them. It's like, well, how fair is it for you to tell me how to do my radio show? Yeah. Like, we have an obligation to keep our jobs by being entertaining or giving strong opinions or, you know, and sometimes like, hey, this guy's not doing a good enough job. Coaching is the subject matter. We're obsessed with what you do for a living. And that obsession is what drives all the revenue, the billions of dollars that creates that pie that you get to feast on. So you can't have it both ways. You can't, and Jerry knows this. There's a sensitive vein running through this organization right now with what the media says, and I can't help but notice that tone picking up more and more.
Don't worry, Coach. We get to see everyone text and say we suck too.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Yeah. And we're not making $350,000 for doing nothing, you know?
Yeah,
speak for yourself.
That's what I'm saying. With Jerry, Jerry's probably looking at those coaches that got let go and said, what does he do? What's he responsible for? Can we do, you know, Mike even said it was stuff that was talked about last year. That could have been Joe Philbin, too.
For sure.
There were some questions about Joe Philbin coming back, you know? I think we've been fair about this stuff, but Mike, you need to tone that down, bro.
I think so. Anything else that stuck out to you, boys?
It was mainly the Kellen Moore. I mean, he definitely sounded defeated. He sounded emotional. I don't think that he's gotten over the playoff loss on Sunday, which does, I don't know. I don't know if it should make me feel better about it. It doesn't necessarily, but I do kind of want my coach still stewing in that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want him to be just like all chipper about that. I want him.
Well, he was trying to sell you. Well, we won 12 games. We did, you know, he kind of went
for
that. He's
got to spin some positivity, but I mean, man, I do think that that's eating at him.
Yeah,
and I hope that.
Well, it should be. I mean, he talked
about exactly.
He should be the. He talked about the offense, and they scored what? They couldn't score 20 points in this game to win.
Damn right, and that's why I hope they're making a change.
That's what I'm saying. You know, Todd Archer. I know you're asking that question, but our offense was pretty good when Dak came back.
The thing that's got me
damn good enough to win a playoff game, and you gave up. You wasted a great opportunity to win a playoff game. Didn't you score enough points? That's on you too, Coach. You're an offensive-minded guy. You got to figure these things out. I don't want to hear you crying about crap, you know? Oh, well, the offense was... No, it wasn't. It wasn't good enough the last game. You got beat. Your defense held them to nothing. Nothing. And you got beat. That's on you, man. You should let all those guys go. Maybe yourself.
It is.
By the way, my girl does that all the time. She like makes herself mad by talking.
Yeah,
she get more and more angry.
Yes. I'm just telling you, man.
Get up, Ryan. There's a momentum to it. Yeah. I see that too.
No, I'm listening to this guy talk about stuff, and you know, oh well, this is a tough day. No, it's a tough day on this fan base too.
Objects in motion tend to stay in motion.
It's our job, bro.
It's totally our job. It is. And I hear you. It's fascinating, though, that so many people that want to defend a Kellen Moore or a Dak, if you want to be contrarian, you can point at the stats. And I think there's a point to that, but there's got to be like a new stat for, you know, how you perform against the teams that would actually be up against you in the divisional conference championship and Super Bowl rounds. And, you know... that's because that's clearly the line that the Cowboys need to cross right now, you know. And if you had Bobby Belt on, he'd say, "Well, you're not going to have a good record against those teams. The best teams do. The Bengals do right now. Bengals have been kicking the living bleep out of the teams that make the conference championships and the Super Bowl, of pretty much other than the Cowboys, you know, over the last couple of years, and of course the Rams."
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.